The architecture of the mausoleum. The word mausoleum comes from the Latin word mausolus, a synonymous for magnificent or sumptuous sepulchre. The current vocabulary uses mausoleum more or less like a monumental tomb of certain size and ornamentation. The typology corresponds to the concept of vault or crypt. There is surely no doubt by anyone calling a place a mausoleum if it does represent the historical and artistic importance of whoever lies there, as well as the sculptural patrimony exhibiting the meaning added by hundreds of plates of a unique, precious quality and size, with the best expressions of recognition and affection of hundreds of institutions and admirers in the entire world. Standing out in the most of all by its importance and size is the one of Armando Defino. It is recognized for its unique character and for the devotional significance given by the hundreds of plaques. For that, the crypt has deserved the title of mausoleum. On the lintel of the access door to the vault, there is written Carlos Gardel. On the lower left front, on a small step pedestal of Art Deco Air, there is the bronze sculpture of patinated bronze located aged by time. It is in a 20% higher scale than a 1x1 work of the Argentine sculptor Manuel Alejandro de Llano. It shows Gardel in full length with his left leg slightly bent, dressed in a tuxedo, his left hand tucked into a trouser pocket, and his right hand holding a small object consisting of a mesh or ribbon tied to a medal with an effigy in profile. It is called the bronze that smiles, alluding to the gesture that Deano has printed in the physiognomy of the figure of achieved resemblance with a model that could not portray the natural one fixed by his premature death of smiling youth. It is a tradition of Gardelian devotees who visit the site placing a lit cigarette between the sculptor's fingers as if sharing a moment with a friend. The set is completed with another allegorical bronze, a woman with the facial features of a man in a bent and crestfallen posture with the attitude of mourning and a sad frown, holding a broken lyre in her hands, symbol of the irreparable loss that Gardel's death meant to the musical art. It should be noted that this second figure surpasses, perhaps, the first in plastic symbolic dramatism in the stylization of its execution, although it is inevitably diminished by the strong and almost exclusive protagonism of others. Apparently, its author, who designed both pieces, coincided in this judgment. The casting of the figure was carried out by Radelli and Gemelli, with the striking detail of the notorious masculinity of the features of the face. Strictly speaking, the mausoleum is devoid of architectural style, stylistic overkill, or ornamental boasts. The interior responds to the usual typology of a crypt through which the underground enclosure is accessed, the purpose being the support of the sculpture by a small staircase with Carrara marble steps and iron railings. Classic structure of the time when the Deco style drew its geometries in the urban landscape of Buenos Aires, even in the urbanized landscape of its largest cemetery. The Gardelian mausoleum and its sculptures express that modernist formalism with a stripping that goes so far as to dispense with classical religious symbols. The walls are plastered and painted white, smooth, with the sole exception of a modern molding meeting with the ceiling. The floor is of Carrara marble, matching the steps as well as the cots and a bench attached to one of the walls. In the enclosure are the coffins located. Gardel on the upper cot and his mother on the lower one. Some relics of the artist were originally deposited there, a vicuña poncho donated by the Círculo Tradicional Leales y Pampeanos de Avellaneda, and some photos that remind us of him and his mother. There are also plaques signed by relatives and a plaque of the singer's mother, which stands out for its fine execution by Manuel de Llano. In summary, the system chosen for Gardel's and his mother's burial responds to the mode of a coffin inside a niche or cot made of stone or walled. A small plaque attached to the outside indicates G.R. Pappo and Son builders. The values that characterize this monument are manifolded and they have strong meaning for many Argentine people. This meaning is of essential historical nature as a remembrance above all in the search of our common identity as a people, in this case shared with our brothers of all the other Spanish American nations, where Carlos Gardel is remembered as a characteristic figure of popular culture. A protagonist always and forever, Carlos Gardel represents a great part of the tango universe, especially the portion that corresponds to the song and combined with the other two components, the instrumental and the dance. It confirms that inseparable trinity that gives shape to the tango. On December 12, 2006, the mausoleum was declared historical sepulchre by decree of the National Executive Power No. 1839 at the initiative of the National Commissions of Museums, Monuments and Historical Places, constituting the first declaration in this matter with respect to a popular artist.